good one, church, better than I do. Here, gracious Father, Master.
We, your children, come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We're approaching your mighty throne of grace and asking you to look down upon us and love us as your very own. We're praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, come to you, that you will continue to guide us through this sin-sick world. Help us to understand that you have laid a path for us, and we must follow that path in order to make heaven our own. We also come asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, let us be about the business of preaching the word of God. Let us preach and teach it boldly and forcefully, so the world will know Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. We also come asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, help us to care for each other, help us to love one another, and help us to be willing to love all men, but especially those who are the household of faith. We're praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will set a light, a shining example for the whole world to see, so they will know us and know Jesus Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness. We know, dear Father, that they're lost. Help us, your children, to go to those souls. Preach and teach the word of God to them, and let them know that the word of God is the only thing that can save their souls. So as we teach and preach it to them, let us rightly divide the word of truth. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that we will continue to visit our sick, our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are lost, and those who just can't go any further. Help us to extend an arm out to them, to lift them up and help them to come back to the household of faith, having a repentant spirit and asking God, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, help us to always be willing to take time to love and care for one another. Love as Jesus Christ loved us, for this is the only thing that I know will stand when this world is on fire. And we're also praying, dear Father, as we go, we will carry someone with us. We will lift up lost souls. We will help pull them out of this dying generation and help them to care for God. For we know, dear Father, that all of the leaders of this world have lost their way. They're studying mayhem, madness, and murder. They've lost the cause of Christ. But help us as your children to be willing to put the spark of Jesus Christ back in those lost souls and bring them to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go, help us to always be willing to take the time to stop and teach and preach the mighty word of God, so those sinners that we come in contact with and those lost will know what's necessary to make heaven their home. And if you look down upon us and find that we have been faithful of all of these things, we ask that you will give us a home in that up and better kingdom that has been prepared for us from the foundation of the world, and this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.